SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Wall Street closed out the week with its worst trading day in 6 months.
Stocks had been slightly higher in the morning until President Donald Trump said he was contemplating a massive increase in taxes that U.S. businesses and customers will pay on goods imported from China. That came after Beijing put restrictions on exports of rare earths that fill critical needs for U.S. manufacturers. Seth Sutel, New York.
And we're just learning now that the president has announced new 100% tariffs on China. More details on that to come. At the close, the Dow dropped 879 points. The Nasdaq fell by 820. Tragedy in Tennessee, where 19 people are missing and feared dead after a massive factory explosion. Authorities now have the scene under control. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is 100% responsible for the shutdown, now in its 10th day. On the Salem Media News Program, this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican was asked about an off-ramp.
Well, they painted themselves into a corner, and there isn't any off-ramp. And that's the whole point. They are not operating in good faith. They are lying to the American people, and they're trying to mislead people so that Chuck Schumer can appease the Marxist left. This is reality. There's a rising Marxist movement in the Democratic Party right now. They're about to elect a mayor of New York City who is at that ideology. Chuck Schumer serves from the state of New York, and he's terrified he's going to get a challenge in his next Senate re-election. That is all this is about.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The Trump administration is following through on its threat to use the shutdown to fire more federal workers. In a social media post earlier today, White House Budget Director Russell Vogt said the RIFs have begun. RIF, reductions in force. This is SRN News. A new study of America's children and their screens. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals what kind of electronic devices kids are using and how old they are when they start. According to parents, 90% of youngsters watch TV, 68% use a tablet, and 61% have a smartphone. Incredibly, the Pew poll also indicates that about 60% of children between the ages of 2 and 4 have already begun interacting with a smartphone. Experts say those devices can expose kids to pornography, and worse. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration says the state of Minnesota and its governing body for high school athletics are violating a key federal law against sex discrimination by allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The federal agencies object to Minnesota allowing boys to compete in girls' skiing, lacrosse, track and field, volleyball, and softball. This is SRN News. Here's the Friday Wall Street Business Report.
Tough talk on tariffs sparks a tumble on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 878 points. The Nasdaq up by 820. The slide began after President Trump said on Truth Social he's considering tougher tariffs on Chinese imports over China's new restrictions on the export of rare earth minerals. Just in time for Halloween, chocolate prices are on the rise.
It's in part because cocoa prices have more than doubled since early 2024, according to a report released on Thursday by Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute. While wholesale cocoa prices have eased from late 2024 peaks, manufacturers are still passing on to consumers their increased costs. Companies are also reducing seasonal product lines and implementing shrinkflation, reducing portion sizes while maintaining prices. I'm Bill Alexander.
For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.